What's going on, you fucks? I have sat here and I've tried to record an intro to this like 4 or 5 times. And each time I've just gone on some ridiculously fucking stupid rant that makes no sense, not even to me. So enjoy this episode with Bruno Oliveira and Mick Gledhill, two of Western Australia's best comedians. They're going places and they're fucking great guys, and it's always a pleasure to chat to them.
Podcast initiation complete. Warning. This episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
All right. Let's rock and roll.
Here you go. Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to do it? Yeah. What day is it?
He's going down on himself.
She's really out here. How you doing?
Very good. Very good. So we've all finished the Raw comedy journey.
Yes, that
come
was
to
interesting.
The other side.
That was
some good shows.
That was a very interesting experience.
Yeah.
If I can say the word properly, experience.
Look, the crowds every round were just epic.
Yeah.
Sold out. They were going off. Had a guy buy me a beer.
Nice.
Same. I had one of those too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yep. Had all the, mainly the elderly ladies come up to me and say I did a great job.
Oh, true. Right. Attracting like the older crowd.
Mm, that's what you
want.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, mate, old chicken make good soup.
Fair call.
Yeah, these two are over here just lording it up because they got through. Some of us didn't make it, but
look, man, it's all good. Like, we still know, like we still believe in you, obviously. You know,
thanks, man.
Jimmy like, took it well.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to be there to know how, unfortunately, like how he would have like reacted to it, like because of he posts everything on Facebook anyways.
Well,
so you know what I mean, it's pretty like you're digging yourself a hole all the time. Now it's that deep you can't get out.
Well, I think there's always going to be two stories, right? So one would be that he confronted the person like he was the North Korean army, right?
Yep.
And the other version would be from his party probably would be that he was just brushing past in his tuxedo and accidentally spilled his martini and said, oh, golly, you know, like trivialized it, I guess. Mm. So I don't know, man.
Whatever the circumstance was, man, it was still just, it wasn't pretty.
No, you know what I mean? I think completely unnecessary. And rejection's a tough thing to swallow.
Is that, hey, man, yeah. It sucks.
That's 100%, man. People don't take it well.
Yeah.
But art isn't a competition.
No, that's right. You know, so it's it was a lot of fun, but the crowds are great. Love the crowd.
Good shit.
I had heaps of, like, the locals come along.
Mm.
Thanks to the locals. Cheers.
Well, that's like the good thing about, like, Raw Comedy is where, like, at first, I actually, like, didn't want to enter the competition because I feel like
me either.
Yeah, no, because like, oh, you know, like I don't want to let a competition define me or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, the thing is just practice, right? So
that's what I mean, but that's when I started changing my state of mind, and I was like, man, you know what, it's stage time, really good audience, why not practice?
Well, that's better than practicing at the Bassadine, right?
Yeah, no, 100%, man. Yeah, I mean, no, but not just Bassadine. Like, I don't want to just get used to doing open mics because obviously, like, you see yourself going, like, further than that. And the Raw Comedy Room, like, the way it's set up so good to the point where that's, like, the next step type of thing, you know what I mean? So, getting used to those rooms.
It was a sick, all 3 nights were sick.
Yeah.
It was good.
That was killer.
I was stoked that you got on, Bruno. I was not stoked that you didn't get through Hayden because you should have.
Who gives a shit?
The music act that I saw... I didn't think it would match yours. Can I just say that it didn't match
you
yours?
You can say that.
And the guy that performed that is a mate of mine.
Yeah,
he's an awesome guy. I'll give him the shit off my back. But I thought your act itself was spot on. It was on point, man, actually.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Hot. Now,
bro, like...
I can't wait to tour with you, right?
Oh, it's going to get hectic.
Bro, like the best that I did like, was that night that like me and you performed. But even when we performed... I was like, fucking Hayden fucking took, Hayden was like the best act there, like, you know what I mean?
Nah, I actually thought you were that night.
Nah, but see, even like a mate of mine that came there to see me, he goes, man, like the best act was that dude with the guitar, like, no offense. I was like, nah, I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking, nah, it was killer, man. But,
yeah.
But just unfortunate, yeah. not what happened, but...
Who cares?
Yeah, and you really connected with the crowd quick, right?
Yeah.
From the get-go.
From the blowjob shit.
Yeah. People connect to blowjobs.
Mm. No, but it was something you said from the previous act.
Oh, well, when you have to follow Jesus...
Yeah. Nico.
You have to come up with something.
Yeah.
A guy comes up with a crucifix in a loincloth playing Jesus. You can't just ignore that.
I've seen that act 3 times now, I think.
That infuriated me seeing that act, man. Like, and it's not even about the whole religious thing. Like, even the shit he said was like, okay, it was fucked up or whatever. But that wasn't what made me feel some type of way. What made me, like, dislike his whole act was the fact that he was just doing shit comedy.
He sounded a bit like...
You're just pissing people off. Like, there was no point to the shit you were saying. There was no, like... It's like you're offending for the sake of offending without having a point to it or making a funny observation. You were just being a prick.
Well, yeah, I thought it was an addressing by the Prime Minister of Israel.
Well, if he did that, then, like, you know, maybe he like would have got a chuckle or some shit.
I think he just likes wearing those nappies, right?
I reckon he was just being a fuckwit, to be honest. Mm. Like, you know, some people just fuckwits.
He does the same act though, like he did a Jimmy Choo one that was a racist thing about being a doctor, and yeah, I don't even know how he even got off the stage alive because it was like being back in 1982, right? And just think, man, hasn't that guy not evolved from there? Like, did he just walk into a cupboard and then lock himself in there for 30 fucking years and walk down and, oh, where the fuck have I been? Okay, let's introduce the fucking jokes I was doing yesterday.
Right? For the past 3 years, apparently.
He didn't even get a single fucking laugh for the whole set.
That's my point, you know what I mean?
Every cup went, it sounded like everyone was having an orgasm or a shit, one of the two, I don't know.
I was loving it because I knew that
I think it was a shit. I don't think it was orgasm.
Man. I think it was both. Sometimes there's shit, then orgasm. Yeah,
fair call.
Having an orgasm when he got off the fucking stage.
Well, I had to follow it. That was
interesting.
It was easy.
Yeah. When you put
what I said. I said, this is a shame because I had 5 minutes planned about just talking about Jesus. I got a giant crucifix back there and this cunt's come and stolen all my material. And that was what they didn't like because I said cunt.
You're bringing all the love in, weren't you?
All right. Speaking of love, Mick, you've had a few issues with your stomach over the years. Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered a coffee enema?
Oh, man, I've heard that they get results.
You've heard? Yeah. Well, what's the result you want?
Well, that's definitely to make your spunk go clunk, mate, I'll tell you.
Like, the fuck is a coffee, like, whatever the fuck you said?
Enema. Enema is like flushing out your asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that shit, yeah, no.
Let's learn.
Oh, fuck.
I got a good story about enemas.
My name is Trina, and I live in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey, Trina.
Perfect.
And I'm addicted to coffee enemas.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah.
For the past 2 years.
Is it decaffeinated?
Without her daily, I think she does mention enemas. That.
Wait, hold up.
A procedure where liquid is injected into the colon to clean out the lower intestine.
Ooh.
Her addiction is so intense, she does up to 4 every day.
What?
I love the way coffee enemas make me feel. I feel like a sense of euphoria. I absolutely would fall apart without them.
She's what the fuck?
My initial reaction was, my God, that's disgusting.
Open your mind, motherfucker.
Good response.
And now I'm addicted to coffee enemas.
He's on board.
There we go.
Whatever's going on, I'm doing at least 2 of these a day. I don't care.
He's doing at least 2.
He's disgusting that he's doing it. What a funny cut.
Mike and Trina fill a bucket with coffee. A hose attached to the bottom delivers the liquid to the lower intestine.
Once it's all prepped and at the right temperature, put the nozzle into your rectum. Hold it up in the air.
As they raise the bucket,
he's going to hold it himself. 32 ounces of coffee
fills their colon.
You'll start to feel pressure growing in your lower intestine.
A bit.
And that's the freaky part. And just lay there and try to relax.
What the fuck?
I will listen to music, catch up on TV shows, read, check my email, I'll tweet, I even play Sudoku.
Reading with some shit up your ass.
When the timer goes off, yeah, you want to make just a quick transition from floor to toilet seat as quickly as possible. It's going to come flying out of there like a...
I do think it is just really kind of gross.
I bet she's doing it as well.
We're getting 9 to 5.
So there you
what
go.
What a funny cut, eh?
What do you reckon?
That was hilarious, man. That dude was so honest and was so funny.
Yep.
At first, he just looks like he's like, nah, I'm not having to buy this shit. And when I heard about it, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And then, now I'm addicted to it.
Pussy will make you do anything.
Who the fuck would have seen that shit coming?
I thought it was a bit rough that, Like, she made him hold his own bowl.
Yeah, isn't she not holding hers? Because she was on fucking, she was reading and shit, hands free. Now, this cunt's holding it for like 2 hours.
Maybe that's his weights for the day, just doing some curls.
This is a self-gratification issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is what it is.
I don't know what it is.
It is. It's,
I've got a lot of stomach issues. I don't want to fill it full of coffee and just shit my brains out.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's going on here, right?
This Mix poor, the expert.
This poor chick here has got an anxiety disorder, right?
He's a shit expert.
And her way of expressing her anxiety is to...
get anal.
Just percolate, right? Percolate that coffee in her anus and then spray the bowl. And so, old mate here, like the husband's gone, you know what? I can't get her to change her mind. I'm just going to have to go along with the show.
Nah, right? that's a bitch move. That's a bitch move coming from a man. Because instead of you actually disagreeing... with her, and probably, I'm not saying like sap around and shit. I'm saying, but I'm saying, he didn't even disagree with her. He's going along with this fucking charade.
Nah, if I love the chick that much, and
I would not do. I would not.
She said, "You need to stick a nail gun up your ass." I'd be like, "What size nails?"
Yeah, see, like I find it hard to just like conform to some shit just because like of the person that you love.
I know it's crazy, but see, coffee enema is not a nail gun, right? So
you would definitely do it if your missus was doing it.
Yeah, I would. I'd give it a go. I'd probably go decaffeinated initially.
Might be like taking pills if you had caffeinated.
Shelving.
Fucking whizzing off your tits.
You stick anything up your date then.
Shelve some Makona.
I probably just start with warm water.
Why can't people be weird on their own? You know what I mean? Okay, it's clear she's a fucking weirdo.
Hey, listen, mate.
Why can't she just be weird on her own? Why is she getting her husband involved? Wait, let's both be weird. Like, nah, you're the fucking weird one. I'm telling everyone it was your idea. You know what I mean? Instead of people like, now we're weird now. It's like, nah, you're a fucking little bitch, man.
Yeah, and kids are like, talking to their mates on the phone. What's your mum doing? Oh, I have another coffee enema. Like,
you know what I mean?
Are you coming over for a coffee?
No, we're having enema. I was like, what the fuck?
There's this one chick that's like... calls herself the breastfeeding mum or some shit, and she's like, I breastfeed everywhere, on the plane, in the restaurant, and which, whatever, I don't give a shit. But she's still breastfeeding one of her kids, and he's like 7. I've got lots of memories from being 7. I don't remember sucking mum's tits.
Her tits must look like a football sock with a rock on them, right?
Yeah,
bro. This day and age is actually so weird, man. People got weird addictions. People got weird.
They want to be different, Bruno.
But it's got to a point where it's like you're not just different now. Now you're a fucking freak.
Oh, look, man, I'm breastfeeding the giraffe. Fucking awesome, you know?
It's like, you're not special. You're a dickhead. Like, why can't we just call for what it is? You know what I mean? It's just like,
we need to be accepting of everyone's.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I dress as a dog. Like, last time I did the podcast, it's like, now people are saying shit like, that's just different. That's a disorder. No, you're a fuckwit. Go get a job.
How good is trans-able? Have you heard that one?
I heard about that.
Where people.
I was actually contemplating some shit.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't mind a paycheck.
Insight.
Yeah, they'll disable themselves because they identify as being disabled.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, like they'll put a brace on and straighten their leg and they'll get in a wheelchair even though there's nothing fucking wrong with them.
For fuck's sake.
Just because they feel disabled. It's like, well, you're fucking mentally disabled.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's call it for what it is.
I'm throwing a party because I'm depressed. That's a fucking depression party.
I was so cum though.
That's what they used to call me that at work. They used to call me Cyclone, slow moving depression.
I laugh like an old cunt.
Yeah, do you want a shandy?
Oh, I was with the uncle that actually like got one, and I looked at him. I was like, "Are you gay?" And he was like,
"Don't put it on me."
No, he actually got like a little bit weird about it. I was like, no, but like... Yeah.
Well, since you're offering.
He actually was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. But like, he hasn't came out yet, but I know.
Was he worried about what you would think, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not saying all gay people drink shandies, by the way.
No, never mind. I've actually got... I recorded some of your set the other night, Bruno.
True.
Yeah, sweet. I just want to share it with people. I thought you might...
This would be a classic, no doubt.
Oh, shit.
Thought you might feel like... spreading your message. It's not working.
He always got good advice, Bruno.
Jesus fucking Christ. Here we go. No, wait, no. Keep talking.
I think my favorite Bruno's of all time still is the why did girls get dressed up to dump you?
I actually never said that.
It was one of your first gigs. How does it go? It was like, what do they get dressed up and then they play hard to get? I mean, why get dressed up?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that was at the Windsor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember,
first sets. And I think it was probably your first set, actually.
I think that was the first time you seen me, maybe. I think.
Wasn't that your first set?
Nah.
Right.
Nah, because I've done it, like, I started at the same time as Ziggy.
I wouldn't have
you've both improved at the same rate too.
Yeah, your English is a lot better.
I appreciate that, man. You know, yeah, like being here all
being
my
Portuguese
life.
Portuguese and all. Yeah.
Man, even working with other tradies, like even like there was this dude, I was like washing the roller and shit, like some house painter, and there was like these brickies, and the dude, like, he was looking at me for a little bit too long.
Yeah.
And as I was washing, I was like, I sort of like looked at him and just gave him the nod as in like,
yeah,
like, what's up? Yeah. And he was like, oh, hey man, like, how you going? I was like, you know, the bad mate yourself. He's like, yeah, pretty good. And he's looking at me like weird, like he's trying to figure me out or some shit. And he's like, sorry mate, I was wondering like, where are you from?
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, I'm from Spearwood, man.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And like, we were in beer there, so like, blah, 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 blah. He goes, nah, like, what's your, like, how long have you been here for?
Are you light black or?
Yeah. He's like, how long have you been here for? I was like, oh, my whole life. He goes, nah. I was like, yeah, what do you mean, nah? You know? I was born in East Frio.
You look like you were born somewhere else.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
In a fucking manger in Israel.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And then he was like, oh, nah, but like, what's your background? And I said, Portuguese. And he's like, oh, I wouldn't have picked it. I was like, okay. And then he just kept working.
And then he ignored you for the rest of his life.
Legit, bro. The rest of the day, he just
avoided eye contact. He ain't worth, dog. He's Portuguese. Who's that guy? Portuguese, fuck him.
Oh, he's a fucking wog.
But he's one of us. Nah.
Yeah, legit, bro.
He's fucking one of those light.
Fuck, I thought he was white.
Yeah. He's like dark.
I am white.
He's like a dark light guy or a light dark guy. I don't know.
Somewhere in between.
Fuck. Throw a dart. Fucking take a pic.
So let's all, this is one of Bruno's sets from the other day. Thought everyone would enjoy it.
Can't wait.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more. I thought I like women. Women.
That's a good joke, man. I like that you're right.
Yeah, that was definitely me.
You sounded sick, man. Fuck.
Yeah, no.
Do you feel
I speak with passion, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sound like you're talking.
That's a dude
you sound like you're talking with cock in your mouth, right? I'm giving this up tomorrow.
It gets better after that. He starts going, I would not put on makeup. I would not date a man. I would not carry a purse. I will love a woman.
Wow. Yeah.
I will be chauvinist.
So, yeah.
Fucking hell, that's torture.
So that's, yeah, Bruno's new special, I'm Not Gay No More, I Am Delivered, coming out in February next year.
Literally.
On Valentine's Day.
That's going to clash with his pimping, you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, not pimping's hard these days, man.
Can Digby get up there, mate?
He looks
gonna,
really confused,
he's
going to
give
man.
It a go. Come on, Digby, up, come on,
we're
come on.
We're watching a very old dog
on,
try
Digby.
And navigate a
come
couch
on,
here.
Up you go.
It looks like he's actually stuttering in real life.
Yeah. Nah. He goes, fuck it. That's
that's the weirdest shit I've ever seen, man. I wish I had a camera to record that shit. I didn't even know what the fuck was happening.
It was like the tango
like
before
DVD.
He jumps up. Come on, dig me up, you
go. It was like he didn't know if he should jump or not, and then he just kept replaying the same movements of going or not going.
Yeah.
Like repeatedly. See, he's doing it again.
Yeah, he's going to give it a go.
Come what
on,
the
Digby.
Fuck?
He can jump in the car.
Hey,
front legs.
Oh, no.
I'm glad we don't have the cat here because the cat be like meowing his guts out the whole time.
Oh, hey.
Like a chainsaw. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
All right. He's had enough. He's fucked.
That's his exercise for the day, eh? Yeah. Now he just doesn't know what to do with life.
He was asleep for 4 hours.
What's your plan? You're going over to the States.
Yeah, 27th of July to
no
the 12th
shit.
Of August. Simone Springer and myself are going to hit LA. We got an audition on the 1st at Flappers.
Nice.
What's your audition for, by the way?
3 minutes, and they just see if they like you, and if they like you, they give you...
Oh, stand-up.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Fuck
they
yeah,
like you, you get 10 minutes. So we're on holidays. We're not working.
Yeah, no, of course, but still, you're just putting your resume out there.
Well, it's just network and meet other people and sort of hustle a little bit. But, I mean, I'm...
That's killer.
See if he can get on the casting couch.
Dude, fuck yeah. Straight to Canada.
I'll tell you something weird. Like, when I did the gig on Saturday at the Robot Bun Factory at Midland, man, epic venue. I had a guy called Colin, who's a producer, come up to me and said, oh, you should advertise yourself as the next Paul Hogan. I said, oh, come on, mate. You know, what do you want to blow me or something? And he goes, no, you should send him a video and ask for an endorsement. Apparently you can do that. You can ask for an endorsement if they like you or they can just tell you to get fucked. So
no shit.
You can get Vladimir Putin to give you a fucking endorsement.
Fuck yeah.
For bombs.
So hit up who? Hit up Paul Hogan?
Yeah, for an endorsement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you could just do what a lot of dickheads did during Fringe and just make up shit.
Well, he
or make up ratings.
Or use my story as your own press. That was a good one.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. You grunted though, didn't you?
Sorry?
Like who fucking grunted?
I didn't say anything. Because it was so pathetic.
No shit.
Yeah, I'll bleep the name out, but...
Oh, fuck, that's sad.
Yeah, he told a story that about me that... So, like, we both supported this guy.
Yeah.
And in Melbourne, the support act was terrible. And the guy said to the tour manager, hey, I wish we could have got that metalhead guy from Perth to do the whole run.
Yeah.
And Brian Posehn never even saw my set. It was just the fact that we both liked metal. And we'd been talking about it for 3 hours after the gig.
Yeah.
But this dude used that story for his own press for Fringe and wrote that story as though it was about him.
Wow.
And I didn't even call him on it because I'm like, man, that's sad.
Fuck.
Yeah.
If that's what you want, if that's what you want to do, like, okay, sure, man.
Fuck being original, eh?
Have you ever stolen someone's fucking story about your life? Like,
yeah, it's definitely a weird one.
Mm.
Only when I wanted to get a pilot's license.
Fair call.
Yeah, not really me. I don't have a criminal history. I'm good.
Oi, I'm the same as you, man.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, nah, people, like, I'm exactly the same as you. I have no criminal record, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me either. And, pissing in public.
You don't believe me. The only thing I have to my name is parking tickets and traffic infringements. That's the only thing I've got. You know what I mean?
I pissed in public. That's the other thing.
Yeah, same, yeah.
Did you get done?
Yeah, I did.
Did you have to go to court?
Nah.
I did.
I was sort of like, usually I have this weird thing where as soon as I get caught, I just confess.
Yeah.
Like there was this one time I actually cut off a cop while I was turning because it was just, the road was weird. Like, I don't know if where I was like a giveaway or, I don't know.
It doesn't matter what the circumstance was. All I know is I cut the cunt off.
Yeah.
And he was actually not far from me. So as I cut him off, I was like that. As in I put my hand up, I was like, okay, I fucked up, my bad.
Yeah.
But as soon as I did that, he was like, woo! Right behind me.
Right.
And as I pull over, he's like, oh, you know why I put you over, right? And I was like, look, I apologize. It was my bad.
Yeah.
I know I messed up there.
Yeah.
Hope you can accept my apology.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, mate, just get on your way, right? Just be careful, like, when you're driving. I was like, I will, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And he didn't give me a ticket. But it's like, I confessed straight away.
Yeah. Did he call you Muhammad?
No, he called me Bill.
Because you're probably worried that you pull a handgun out.
My hands on the steering wheel, just like not saying shit. You know what I mean?
What's that ticking?
It's my loud watch. Not even wearing one.
I tried to like outrun the cops.
True.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
Fuck.
I freaked out. Because I was
see? Yeah, sorry, man.
No, go.
No, like people freak out differently. You know what I mean? Like my freak out just, it's my fault. I'll just wait here.
See, I was speeding. I didn't normally drive in that area because I was aware that I was speeding. Mm. I saw a car coming the other way, realized it was the cops, so slowed down. Then in my rear view mirror, they were sort of going around a bend and I saw the lights go on.
Mm.
But it was one of those things where had I not been looking at the mirror, I wouldn't have seen the lights go on. So I could claim ignorance.
Oh, true.
Which I did. Mm. So I took a quick left and fucking hurtled around the corner, just went all these random turns, pulled over on the side of the road and was sitting there looking on my phone to try and find the way home because I was down near dwelling up. And then, I look in the mirror and the fucking cops are there like, oh, you didn't see us. No, I'm just lost, which I was, but I got lost trying to run away.
Which worked in your favor, you know what I mean?
I still got fined.
Oh, true. Like heaps?
220.
Fuck. That's not too bad. I thought you'd really get fucked over if you like, try to outrun the cops.
But they didn't know that I'd
actually outrun them.
Yeah, well, as far as they knew, I was just turning a corner.
Like,
listening to this, they'll know now that
it wouldn't be their first time, right? Mm. Wouldn't be their first rodeo.
Well, ultimately,
right?
I didn't. Like, they weren't chasing me. They put the lights on to turn around. I knew that it would have taken them ages to turn around on that corner.
Mm.
So I just went, fuck it, made a few random
okay,
turns
and then
pulled over. Like they weren't in pursuit.
That's what I'm saying. I thought you were in pursuit and like outran them. I was like, what the fuck?
They had to do a Yui and all this sort of shit on a narrow road.
Throwing drugs out the window.
Throws his podcasting shit out the window as well, just panicking.
His fucking girlfriend.
Oh, shit. I feel like I railroaded someone then. What were you talking about?
Yeah. Nah. I have no fucking idea what was that. Well, like, first, I think we'll talk about tickets and shit.
You get a criminal record. No, so you don't have one.
Nah.
Oh, you, Mick was saying something about... Oh, no, never mind. I think that was a bad joke.
We're talking about Digby getting up on this fucking couch. He's still trying. He's still lurking around. I just want to grab him and put him on there because he's doing my head. He's blind in that left eye. See how he's sort of it's white.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the other one's okay. But
he's gone through a hard life, man.
The bullshit. He's had a great life, mate. He's lived the dream. This dog.
Oh, yeah. True.
One of my dogs had the same thing with the cataracts. Like yeah. The eyes glazing over.
We he's got 12 and a fixed. Half, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Actual years, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like 90 dog. Or 90 human. Yeah.
It's just like, it just looks like a victim. It just looks like a lot of shit has happened to him and it wasn't on purpose.
No.
You know what I mean?
He was just born like that.
No, because there's so many people out there yeah. that. They actually do some fucked up shit themselves.
Yeah. You look like one of those people, Bruno.
Fuck off. Hey, only my hairline does.
Is this going to go into a story about Barnaby Joyce?
No.
Fucking
no.
up his
I think
life.
This is going to go into a story about Bruno leaving some bitch in a forest tied up to a tree.
You brought this on yourself.
Why won't you love me?
Oh,
just
fuck.
Love me.
Have you ever touched a corpse?
Fuck.
Only with my penis.
Oh, shit. This is not me, guys.
Yeah, sure.
Don't make it out like Yeah, sure.
No.
But like, there's a lot of people out there that they do or they bring a lot of shit on themselves, but they know how to portray themselves to the public as such a victim.
You notice that there's always, so I have a family member. Every 2 years or whatever, they rotate all their friends out. And it's like, and they always get fucked over. They're always getting fucked over. Everyone's fucking them over. It's like, if you've had 20 good friends, like, you know, friends with the partner, your kids play together. Like 20 different ones, and they've all fucked you over.
Where do they live?
What's the common denominator?
Exactly.
It's fucking you.
That's what I mean. That's my whole point. Like victims that claim to be like a fucking victim, as you're saying, their lifestyle is like that, constantly changing. Like friends or like where they live, all that bullshit, their jobs.
Because they do the wrong thing by people all the time.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, fuck off. But in their mind, oh, we've been done wrong again.
Yeah. When they're the ones that actually been doing the wrong the whole time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Narcissistic sociopaths are specialized victims, right? They specialize in being a victim because they need an excuse to be a cunt, right?
That's fucking true, man. You actually like bang on the money there, man.
They gotta, because they're too insecure to own their shit, right?
Because owning it is dealing with it, and they're not strong enough to deal with it.
Yeah,
it's the same when you don't cope with good news and you lash out at people, right? You should just chew the fuck down and accept it.
Yeah.
Usually, unless you got a gun at your head or
Fair enough.
Someone shat in your car. I don't know.
No, but see, like, one thing that you really used to fucking fuck me off is the fact that, like, I have a few friends where I've come to that point where I realized that, like, most of my friends that I've been actually hanging around have narcissistic, sociopathic traits type of thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, one thing, like, one of my mates always used to do is gaslight. As in, like, he'll...
What do you mean?
Like, as in, like, he would, like, do some shit and act like he didn't mean it. So then when I actually be like, oi, like, what the fuck, man? He'll be like, oi, like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't, like, mean that at all. And it just, like, makes it out like it wasn't his fault or he didn't mean it. And to the point where in my head I'm questioning, I'm like, what the fuck? Is it all in my head?
Yeah.
And they make it out like everything's in your head when they're actually subtly being passive aggressive to you constantly.
Yeah.
But the problem with passive aggression is that you can't actually pull it up because of the fact that they can gaslight it.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't actually.
Yeah. It's like, too subtle. Right?
Yeah, it's way too subtle. So you can't. There's no evidence because of the fact that it's so subtle, you can't even pull it up.
Yeah.
So they can always deny it and make it out like it's all in your head. So when you actually start to try to pull it up, they can make the excuse, well, nah, man, I didn't mean like that, bro. Yeah. I think it's all in your head, man. Like, you know, like, we're boys and shit. It's just like, what the fuck?
They just change the interpretation to see the situation.
Pretty much, yeah. And it's just like, it's so hard to deal with people like that because of the fact that, like, I'll say, like, how I feel and because, as you were saying before about the whole victim, like, mentality and they can't deal with shit like themselves, I'll open up to them. Yeah. Wrong thing to do.
Yeah. They'll use it against you, man.
And they'll fucking use it so, like, They'll flip it back and make you leave feeling like shit.
Yep.
And they're like, come on, like, I didn't mean like that. They're just like constantly hurting, and they the master of manipulation.
Yep.
Know how to say the shit that they fucking like. You know what I mean? Just in that sense.
Look, they always have a plan, right?
Yeah.
The plan is to exploit, to, you know, maybe dominate a situation. Being dominant of someone is an occupation that they invest a lot in,
yep.
because they want to have, because they have power. Control issues, right?
Yeah.
They can't even control their own bloody pillowcase, right? Like you wouldn't put any faith in them as a leader or anything like that, because they just fuck everything up. You'd notice, and when you talk about they never have consistency in their life, it's because they always fuck everything up, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Fuck up friendships, they fuck up jobs, everything. That's just it's a normality. That's their normal, right? And we look back and go, what the fuck? How do you live with such dysfunction, right?
Yeah.
I've got it in my family, man. It's just really destructive.
Yeah. And just ruined shit.
It's actually just recently been recognized as a legit illness.
Yeah, so, no, it is. It is, 100%.
So you should say to them, look, man, you need to get medicated because you're a little fucked up, right?
Mm. And I don't think they'll even like, because something like narcissistic, what do you call it? Sociopathic shit. I think even saying that to him will make him go straight on defense anyways. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm not that.
They're not going
to
buy it, right?
No, of course they won't.
So now
because they're sociopaths.
So there's 300 million people plus in the US, right? So there'd be a few of them in there amongst that lot, right?
Yep.
Mm.
And they can go and get a gun.
Yep.
Right?
That's
so out, they pass the mental health issues. So imagine how bad the real sociopaths are like that can buy a gun, right?
Mm.
So they've had 28,000 kids killed in the last 20 years in the States,
fuck.
Which is over half of what was killed in the Vietnam War over a 10-year period.
Fuck.
Yeah, so they're actually killing more kids at a rate than they're killing their veterans overseas in deployments, all right?
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's a scary statistic, so they commemorate
Veterans Day, but they don't have a commemoration for the kids that got slaughtered in their own schools because it's a touchy subject.
Mm.
And the NRA, they got all the money. They're pulling all the strings that own everyone's ass in that country, right? And you know what? There's one woman that runs the NRA and she's in policy, right? And she pretty well runs policy in the US, right?
Mm.
So, man, it's run by a woman. Hey.
Fuck, they should do have power.
I'm not saying that because it's a bad thing about women, but it's just that it's just a one person thing. One band show that generates policy within the NRA, then they take it to Congress and they go, here's $40 million to run with it, right? Mm. And they go, fuck yeah.
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 So yeah, it's dirty. It's corrupt as hell, right? It's really corrupt. So I hope the kids get some traction with this, right? Like
hopefully.
Like, you know, blowing off school and say, we're not going to go to school until we got protection. And
that's actually a pretty good point.
They have every right to do that, to strike school and say, until you resolve the issue,
whether change or...
Yeah.
That's actually a really good fucking... Yeah. What do you call it?
Strategy?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Mind blank, but that's an idea. That's one. That's a fucking really good idea, man.
Who works in a school, my favorite one is the thing where they say teachers should have guns.
Oh, that's so fucking stupid. I've seen Trump with that fucking bullshit.
Fucking hell. So what about Trump was saying that he would have gone after that attacker unarmed, right? Because did you know that one of the cops, actually made it to the building in time, but then went in the prone position when he was armed as well, right?
Yeah, there was four troopers that were supposed to enter and stayed back and hid behind the car.
Is that right?
Yeah, the first four.
And not one went in.
Yeah, apparently the first four, whatever, I don't know their system, but it was like the local enforcement didn't go in, even though they were armed.
Wow.
I read that
they could have gone in and stopped that kid, yeah.
Mm. What the fuck?
Yeah, they set out, they all got suspended, right?
Good.
So they're going to be more, like, why would you not...
Kids died for fucks.
I know,
sake.
Man. Like, they're relying on the cops there to go in there.
That's what I mean. Like, what kind of a fucking like?
Yeah.
You have a job, and you know it's like people want the good pay, but the good pay comes with fucking risk.
They're letting those kids down, man, big time. Right, big time. So they should be ashamed of themselves what they're doing.
Yeah, fucking oath, man.
And the NRA, like, I'm sure that every time they have a kill in those schools, it's like what porn is to teenagers, right? I'm sure the NRA get off on it because it means that they go, oh, man, we need to have more guns to give it to more good guys because it takes a good guy to stop a bad guy. But I didn't see Chuck Norris with a fucking gun, right?
Good every fucking
ass
point, man.
Every ass he's kicked has been fists, with his fists, right?
Or legs.
Why isn't Chuck Norris running the NRA? Chuck Norris for running the NRA policy.
I think if someone like Chuck Norris was to run it, he would actually ban the cunt and say, everybody, if you have a problem, use your fist.
Yeah. Chuck Norris, I'm pretty sure, is a card-carrying member of the NRA.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is he?
I don't think so,
I've never seen him with a gun, though, right?
Well, I don't think he meant to,
though.
He's
too busy just being God, spin-kicking cunts in the head.
He's got a fist that comes out of his beard, for fuck's sake, right?
Yeah, he's a dangerous man.
Yeah. And he's 70 plus too, I reckon.
Is he?
Yeah.
He was still fucking up.
Yeah, he
man, he's legit as fuck. Mm. Like, for guys that he was a full contact karate champion, and then he's also a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So he's a legit martial artist as opposed to
Van Damme.
Yeah.
He would turn your ass into a shit sandwich in a heartbeat, mate.
Yeah, that's one dude. If I ever seen that dude, he was like, oh yeah. Or I'll be fucking running for my life, cunt.
Yeah,
I mean, even a fucking 9mm won't stop him. He'll probably just like catch the bullets and throw it back at me and kill me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Fuck that.
But it was an interesting thing, and it's the American hero never uses a gun to win a battle, right?
Yeah,
Texas
an honorable one.
Yeah. Yeah. Texas Walker, put the gun away.
Yeah,
I'll fuck this cunt up.
The same
shit, eh? Yeah.
He goes, the only reason why you're taking a knife to a gunfight is because you're making the fucking sandwiches.
I like that.
Fuck it, that's killer. Fucking hell.
Oh, shit.
It's just real out here, man.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But that's sad, right? I mean, they need to get on top of that shit, those poor kids. Yeah.
No,
otherwise, let the kids have a gun each.
No, you know what? What you just said is a fucking... I reckon that would really impact some fucking change.
Well, that's what they're doing at the moment. A lot of kids are just saying, fuck it, we're not going to school.
Yeah. Good.
And fair enough.
It's mind-boggling when you look at those statistics, right? I just went, unbelievable, you know, the comparisons between the two.
Mm.
So many people are killed on the street in that place,
you know what's
right?
weird, though? Because I work in a school here. It couldn't be more safe.
Yeah.
Like, the gates get locked so that no one can come in that's not authorized. There's so much supervision. Like, it's the complete opposite here.
Mm. I wonder if it's because in some places in the States that living conditions are so bad that jail would be a better option.
Maybe, yeah.
That you get 3 meals a day and you get a roof over your head and you get yourself a boyfriend, you know?
Well, even the state cares enough to feed you.
Yeah.
But your parents mightn't.
Yeah.
But, like, this is like the thing that I don't get right. You get, like, schools in bad areas, and a lot of the times in, like, America, they have, like, security... Because of the fact that, you know, like, kids sell drugs and they fucking, like, could be knives and shit that they're holding, gang fights and all that shit. So a lot of the poor areas, they have actual security. But then when you go to the nicer areas, not as much, and more fucked up shit is happening there when the poor areas actually have more access to guns.
Yeah.
How's that for the contrast of the fucking...
Well, the thing, the petty crime in the worst areas are like on a lower scale, right? So they're probably stealing small bags of weed off each other and shit like that. But then off the middle class, you know, they're probably stealing laptops to buy the weed in the first place. So it's sort of like a food chain process.
Yeah, but still, like in the poorer areas of America, you still got a lot of like gangs, violence, and all that shit in the poorer areas. So like, all I'm saying is. The ones in the poorer areas, they have more access to the dangerous shit, but you don't hear about them doing some fucked up shit. I've never seen a black kid shoot up a school.
Yeah.
That's very rare.
That's one thing. And it's like they're, I'm not saying all.
Yeah.
But the majority of them do live in poor areas.
No.
Well, and they have more access to shit, and you don't hear them doing that.
No, I think that's a normal thing, Bruno, because like we have a culture here in Australia where it's proven that. The cops in the past have trivialised the death of Aboriginal people, say, right? Mm. So that's a commonality, right? In New South Wales, there's a current cold case being up in about two young fellas who were killed on the train tracks.
Oh,
really,
fuck.
Really ordinary, yeah. And they were like very popular blokes too. And the cops couldn't give two shits. And so the investigation has to be reopened. They found out that the cops were trivialised. You know, they fucked up the evidence. And they didn't give two shits about the welfare of the family of these blokes or the blokes themselves. Mm. They had no respect for them. So there is that culture embedded. Again, I've got friends of mine here in the cops who complain about how the way they live. And so they're always fighting with these locals. So, you know, because it's alcohol related.
Yeah,
this cycle, man, it's just crazy. So The cops are in the mood for being all warm and fuzzy when people are drunk, right? Then because they get belted themselves, right? So it's really hard to go, oh, you know, we'll help with this. And so this, it's a cycle of hate, man. Yeah.
That's a good point. I like that.
Thanks, man. But I just see it. Like, I come from a place called Whyalla, Port Augusta, Sojourner, which has got a large population of Aboriginal people. So I've got, I'm a descendant of Aboriginal people in Wagga Wagga.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I said to my dad, why don't they call it just Wagga? And he goes, I don't know.
Fair call. Yeah.
I don't know, I just made that up. But yeah, it's a cycle, man. So I don't get him a high horse about it, but it's a legit fact, right? That it's always been like that since the country's been founded, that they're trivializing the death of locals. So yeah. And they do, and they do it in the States too, right? Because of the slavery era as well, because of that mentality in the South still, you know.
No racial segregation still there.
Racism's still really big in a lot of places in, I think even Queensland. On a, even on a subtle level, right?
It's fucked.
I remember, I remember you saying too.
Yeah, or Darwin's the same too. Yeah, like people get run over by cars because they sleep in the street. And all they do is scrape the body up off the road, dump them in a cardboard box and stick them in the ground, right?
That's fucked up.
And the coroner goes, yep, I had a bad night out.
Well, this is a very cheerful cheerful discussion. Everyone's in a good mood now.
Guns, death.
Went real political, but political side, she can go on for fucking...
Yeah. Ages, if anyone's feeling sad about this, like, please ring Lifeline, right?
Yeah, no, legit.
Get on it, because...
Who grunted again?
I didn't even know how we got to this point, right?
What? Who grunted?
Oh, that'd be Digby.
Fuck, that's
Digby probably opened his lunchbox.
Oh, that smell. All right, okay.
Yeah,
I'm just
thinking,
dude, no one's grunting. Settle down.
No.
It's like a fucking autistic kid. Someone grunting.
He farted, right? He normally does it when you're eating, right?
Okay.
And then
that
I think,
is one old dog, man.
I know. He always does it.
Old people do that shit.
I'll be having a bloody burger, sitting down having a burger. He comes in between my legs, farts like that, right? I almost want to spew, and then I've got to kick him out of the toilet.
And then he's like wandering off. Thinking, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Exactly like old people.
I smell like roses. Yeah.
I wasn't breathing. I was like not breathing through my nose, but now I can taste it.
Do you see what I'm saying?
It's like the mist of death comes out of his ass, grabs like, you by the throat.
Can't believe his inside still.
Yeah. He's going to drag you into his arsehole, you know.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
Like Cardinal Pell.
You don't want me to be alone with like an animal, because to be honest, I'm not saying I'm a cunt to him.
Yeah.
But I don't really tolerate shit.
Yeah. So,
this dude is, he's one life event away from being a serial killer.
I know. That's why we like him so much, because we get along.
Just, there's one thing to push you over the edge and you're fucked.
No, it's just like,
I wouldn't hurt a dog. I just can't fucking stand him.
No, it's just like, I wouldn't physically hurt it.
No.
I'll probably antagonize it.
Yeah.
Not fucking physically hurt the cat.
Why?
You know what
for
mean?
Farting?
No, it's just like, for that shit, like, okay, I'm keeping my cool now, but deep down, I'm like, you're fucking. You know what I mean?
Man.
Hey, Cardinal George Pell, right? He was like a lifeguard at a pool, right?
Mm.
Did you know that?
Who's that? Who?
Cardinal George Pell, because one of the initial complaints is when he was a lifeguard at the Bendigo pool, right? So, and they were saying to him, you know, they're asking him about it, and he said, the only difference between the kids and the swimming pool is I've never come in the swimming pool.
That's legit, or is this
I made that up. Fuck, it's a joke.
That is funny, but I thought he actually said it. I'm like, man,
that's hectic.
That's a nasty show joke, right?
I like that joke.
That's like 0 to 100, not give a fuck.
But I thought that guy might have actually said it.
Can we get sued for that joke I just did?
By who? By a pedophile?
George. Oh, sorry for being honest, George.
Yeah, look, George, if you want to sue for us making jokes about you being a pedophile.
The evidence is in the change rooms of the Bendigo fucking pool, cunt.
All right.
Let's do some cunty questions. I think we've reached that time.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Lifeline, everybody. All right.
This is...
T questions. Questions.
God fucking damn it!
What the fuck?
Some fucking nice beats for you there, Bruno.
Was that you?
She's real, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was
a beatbox. Do you beatbox, Bruno?
I like to think I can, but I know I can't.
He just beats women's boxes with that fucking dick.
Yeah, the average size penis.
Yeah, he just smashes.
He's just got the average 9-inch dick.
Yeah, they call him. They call him 2 minutes of fury and a lifetime of regret.
I actually, I can go for longer. Yeah. 2 minutes.
Oh, I got something for you. I got a mate of mine who's in his 50s, and he's a pretty heavy drinker, but he always has to walk around hanging onto his dick, otherwise he pisses himself. So he has a prostate problem.
Fuck, no shit.
Yeah.
Wow. He has to hold the cup.
Yeah, like he folds it in half, right?
Yeah, shit.
And it's a tough gig, man. Yeah. So,
Hayden's face.
Yeah, if you're hanging onto it now, you're fucked by the time you get your 50. Has he
got a foreskin?
Oh, how the fuck would I know, man? I don't know, man.
Well, it's pretty detailed and vivid. Yeah, well, I'm just wondering,
like... Well, he just walks around, like, sometimes he's just in his jocks, right? And
just holding on to his life.
And I said to him, where's your toilet? He goes, I just go in the bath. I just go in there. It just pisses in the bath. There's this massive piss stain in the bath.
Oh, my God.
It's a fucking ripper. Oh, yeah. Yuck. But at least with like pissing in the bath, you got room to piss, right?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck.
What do you need room for?
You really
got to
be a shit aimer.
Yeah.
You can't even aim at a toilet. Nah. There's a lot of range there.
Yeah. So I'm just saying to you guys, young guys out there and young ladies, people have penises, right?
Trainees.
Yeah, just lay off the piss. Don't drink too much, okay?
Yeah, good point.
That's very good. Moderation. Wise advice.
Mm. Who wants to be 50 and having a shit bladder? Like, and then you got to re-bore it. Imagine what that'd be like, getting a drill and drilling right up the eye of your cock into your fucking bladder, right?
It's called docking.
It's called eye-watering fucking pain, mate. So, that's what it's called.
So like drinking... Like and sort of
just drinking a lot of piss, yeah,
can fuck up your prostate
full on,
and
would smell that fart again.
Fuck,
Jesus Christ, just settle, Bruno. It's all right, it's a fart, mate. Yeah. You're gonna be okay,
dog fart.
Yeah, no, they're different though, man. Like,
I think something happened to Bruno involving a fart. Like, he was in the scouts, he went on a camp.
The poor cunt's suffocating, right?
Yeah, no,
he's looking at Digby. Right? Digby looks like farting, Digby looks like Vladimir Putin with his shirt off, right?
But Bruno looks so uncomfortable. You look like you're getting a lap dance from a gay prostitute. It's just a fart.
Not one thing, but heaps of shit fucks me off, right? But fucking, the thing that fucks me off is when someone farts and then they act like they didn't do it.
Yeah.
That's what this dog is doing now. Yeah. It's looking everywhere else.
Well, he's just like,
he knows what's up.
He's of the opinion that we enjoy that, right?
Yeah, he's so sharing it.
He's thinking, well, you know what? They're my mates. Fuck it. I'm letting them rip.
That's like in the club is where you know who farted.
Yeah.
But and then they're trying to not look at you.
This is the equivalent of like showing nudes to your mates.
Yeah. And it's the girl you're trying to chat up. She's got the farts, right?
Yeah, no, legit. She's like, oh, what's that smell? And you're like, no, that's a chick fart.
Don't worry about it, baby. I treat it like Brussels sprouts. Just push my shard.
You would never catch him dead with that voice.
Yeah.
That sounds so old, man.
You smell like shit.
Very white with a cold, right?
Oh, fuck. She's real
idea. I've got this.
That was fucked up.
This one is actually from Cameron McLaren.
Question?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
So, this is for Bruno, isn't it?
For both of you, I think it's going to take two of you to get it.
All right.
So
here we go.
Cameron McLaren, he's a champion.
Yeah, fucking off.
If I have 30 cows and 28 chickens, how many didn't?
Like, you want to get this one?
If I had 28 cows and I had
If
what?
I had 30 cows and 28 chickens.
Yeah.
How many didn't?
What kind of question is that?
That's what I said.
That is fucked up. That's not even a question, right?
Yeah. No. Okay, let me say it again. If I had 30 cows and 28 chickens, how many didn't?
Oh, man.
Have you got any idea, Bruno?
Yeah.
You know this one?
But I want him to get an answer first before I answer. Yeah.
Who the fuck has 30 cows and 28 fucking chickens?
That's not the answer.
There's not 28 chickens.
If I
had 30 cows and 28 chickens.
Oh, fuck off.
How many didn't? And the answer, Bruno?
10.
10.
Yeah. Fuck off.
I thought that was good because I kept saying to him, I think you're having a stroke. But that's not a question.
It's not a question. Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
how English works.
My bladder just had a stroke.
How many didn't? It's like, how many didn't what? How many didn't? I thought that was good.
Yeah. Actually, it's clever. It's plain words and it fucked me up.
I don't know if you're going to get this right, but I was wondering if I could ask you a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go nuts.
In that regard, if YES spells yes, what's EYES?
EYES.
If YES spells yes,
what's EYES?
Eyes.
You shouldn't have answered. You should let him answer first. It looks like he's in deep thought.
Oh, no, man. I was in a trance with that.
That's what I'm saying. So,
what?
There's only four fucking letters and it's fucking out.
Do you know what a lot of people say?
What?
And this is like, people don't even know about
E-S?
It.
E-S?
They say E-S. And they go, oh, is that a word? And it's like, okay. E-S. And they're so sure of it. And they say it with such confidence and conviction. They think you're retarded.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's
that's why I was waiting for Mick. I was just like, I think he's...
So you're saying Mick's retarded.
I reckon Mick was going to go, E-S?
Nah. Look, the thing is, I think what it is with you, Bruno, is your Portuguese accent threw me off.
Oh, fuck you.
I thought he was from Saudi Arabia.
He threw me off. He could be from anywhere, yeah. This guy.
But that's why it throws people off as well. Yeah. Because of my accent as well.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I'm really slow anyway, so I'm going to take all day to fucking go over that, right?
We're still here and the sun's down. And it's like, oh, I got it. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, man. Cut the questions. Yeah.
That's all I got.
All awesome, right.
Shit. Just went with some... Went, just, I just zoom, had... Zoom, the main one? That was the main one I had. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that was. Man, I heard a few of them, man. Fucking... like, my mate does it a lot, eh? Like, he always just comes up with some weird questions.
Well, would you rather be... Like, if you could choose being blind or deaf?
Fuck, that's a hard one anyway.
Yeah. I'd rather be blind. Deaf. I'd rather be deaf because I'm half deaf now and it's actually pretty good.
It's not bad.
You can never listen to music again or comedy.
Well, the thing is, I like it when people get pissed off because they think you're ignoring them.
Hmm.
And you sort of are, but you can say, oh, I'm sorry. Go, oh, you didn't say anything when I said that. Yeah,
that's the benefit of actually being a little bit deaf.
I don't want to talk to them at the time.
Yeah,
right?
Same, yeah.
Yeah, and then you walk into the wall or something. Yeah.
Well, how's this, right? What if, not what if, choose between not having a voice anymore or being blind?
Nah, I'd rather blind. No voice. Yeah.
So your stand-up's done?
Yeah.
That means like your laugh is...
So you're quitting stand-up?
Yeah. Nah. My laugh would be like Stephen Hawkins. It'd be like...
Bro, wait, I actually met this dude on the fucking job where he actually had those...
the tracheotomy there.
No shit. What happened with him?
Spun me out. I was like, sorry, mate. I didn't even see it.
Yeah.
Because like his back was facing me.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, mate. I might have come through there.
Yeah.
And he turns around and he's like, yeah, mate, just say, yeah, come through.
Oh, how old is he?
Oh, he was old. He was like, probably like 50 odd.
Fuck.
Like,
nice.
He's hell old, man. 50.
Yeah.
And okay. Then, like, when you see something like that, you don't want to act like you know what you saw. So it's like, you're trying to play it off like it's normal.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, nah, sweet ass, man. He's like, yeah, man, no worries. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, stop it. You're freaking me out.
Yeah, fucking start.
Stop talking.
Yeah, fuck. Right. Don't be like this. Don't be like me, cunt.
Yeah, nah, fucking. But like, he kept doing it, and it's like he can't just yell like to his boss if he's on like the other side.
Yeah,
he has to come right up to him and go, "Yeah, man, I just did the vibes. What do you want me to do now?" Like, he can't actually like, I feel bad for the dude because he can't yell.
Imagine the sex talk with his missus.
He like that. He's what? He's gonna yell.
Yeah. Thanks for the phlegm.
Oh fuck! No, that's hardcore.
Yeah. Very rude. Both of you. I'm very disappointed in the both of you.
Oh,
this
fuck
is a family
off.
Family show.
It's turning into a nasty show.
Hey, man. Fuck the nasty show. This is the real nasty show here, motherfuckers.
Yeah. We actually mean this shit.
Yeah, that's true.
That was good fun. Thank you, guys. Mick Gledhill and Bruno Oliveira.
No, it was a pleasure, man.
Good shit.
Thanks for having me, man.
Let's rock and roll and let's write some funny shit.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Let's do this.
Cheers.